From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The parents of an American woman held hostage by the so-called Islamic State say they're hopeful their daughter is still alive. NPR's Nathan Rott reports ISIS is claiming the 26-year-old Kayla Mueller was killed in a Jordanian airstrike.
Jordan's government is calling ISIS's claims, quote, criminal propaganda. They say that neither they nor the U.S. have seen any evidence that would corroborate their report that Mueller was killed by falling rubble during a Jordanian airstrike. Coalition forces continue to strike against ISIS targets. Mueller is an aid worker and believed to be the last American held by the Islamic State. She was taken hostage in Syria in August of 2013. Her identity remained hidden for nearly 17 months as negotiators asked for her freedom. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko made an emotional plea for support in his country's fight against pro-Russian rebels, telling world leaders at a security conference in Munich, Ukraine needs help in confronting Russian aggression.
I take with me the passport and military ID of Russian soldiers, Russian officers who were come to us. This is the best evidence for the aggression and for the presence of Russian troops, killing my soldiers and killing Ukrainian civilians, dozens, hundreds, thousands.
Earlier, Vice President Joe Biden says the U.S. is committed to helping Ukraine defend itself if the latest peace agreement failed, but German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned against arming Ukraine. Terminal operators at West Coast ports say they're not hiring additional workers to move cargo on and off ships this weekend. Ashley Gross of member station KPLU in Seattle reports it's a sign that a labor dispute is escalating.
The Longshore Workers and the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents port terminal operators, have been trying to reach a new contract for about 9 months. Since last fall, the employers have complained that workers are engaged in a deliberate slowdown. Now the terminal operators have decided to use fewer of those workers this weekend. Michael Leroy of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign says he thinks a resolution is still a long ways off.
This is an industry marked by really hard bargaining. I mean, these are folks who just, they don't compromise.
The Longshore Union calls the partial shutdown a, quote, unnecessary game of brinkmanship. The union says the congestion is the fault of the employers for changing some port operations. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
Elections in Nigeria have been postponed until late March. The country's Electoral Commission says the national security officials say they need 6 weeks to conduct a major operation against the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, and that they can't provide security for the elections at the same time. Presidential and legislative elections are now scheduled for March 28th. This is NPR. NBC News anchor Brian Williams says he is stepping aside from the nightly newscasts for several days in the wake of sustained criticism of a story of wartime peril that he had to retract. NPR's David Folkenflik has more.
Williams invoked his status as managing editor of the NBC Nightly News to knock himself out of the anchor's chair for what he said would be several days. He wrote, quote, "It has become painfully apparent to me that I am presently too much a part of the news due to my actions." Williams was forced to apologize for a story last Friday in which he said he had ridden on a U.S. Army helicopter that was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade during the invasion of Iraq in 2003. 5 U.S. soldiers told Stars and Stripes that Williams was in a later helicopter, lagging behind the one that was struck. Williams promised a return, writing, quote, "I will continue my career-long effort to be worthy of the trust of those who place their trust in us." His colleague Lester Holt is to fill in until Williams' return. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
New England isn't done with the snow just yet. A winter storm warning is out starting tonight for a big part of that area, including parts of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Boston already for this year is well over its climatological normal for annual snowfall for the year. So any additional obviously is taking us higher and higher in terms of the record.
Meteorologist Benjamin Sipperl with the National Weather Service says Boston and southern New England could get as much as 2 feet of snow by Tuesday, and he says the snowstorm will become more intense Sunday into Monday night. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.